When it meets today, the Baltimore City Council is expected to confirm Eric Costello to fill the seat representing the 11th District, which covers parts of South and West Baltimore, including downtown. Costello would finish the term of Bill Cole, who left the council to head the Baltimore Development Corporation, but Costello's nomination by a committee put together by Council President Jack Young was not without controversy. WYPR's Kenneth Burns is on the line to talk about the controversy. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
And the controversies here involve both the process used to nominate Costello as well as Costello himself. Start with the process. Why has that raised objections?
Now, keep in mind, this is the first time that the vacancy rules were used since they were revised 3 years ago. The process was switched from council members picking a replacement member among themselves to a committee to fill the vacancy. There was an accusation back then when they changed the rules that Young could have an influence or the council president could have an influence. And there was an accusation that Young influenced the committee. Costello was picked within 5 minutes after 4 hours of interviews with 14 candidates. Costello's name was put forward by Adrian Hartpool, who was Jack Young's campaign manager. The committee picked Costello in an 11-2 vote. That name went forward. Young has been denying his role of influencing the committee ever since.
But Young did meet with Costello before the nominating committee voted, and he's admitted that he did tell some committee members that he liked Costello, even though he says he did not lobby them.
The only thing Young said that he was impressed with Costello, but keep in mind, he met with 4 other candidates that went before the committee as well.
There were also some complaints about the nomination process by 9 of the candidates who ended up not getting the job. What did they have to say?
Well, they wanted a do-over in the process. They asked that the council send the nomination back so that they can really vet the candidates out. And Jack Young has already said they're not going to redo the process.
Now, you have said there are some controversies surrounding Costello himself.
Yes. Councilman Carl Stokes, who led the committee, said during the hearing a couple of weeks ago that Costello had as many letters in favor of him being picked as there were against. Now, when people, including us, asked to see the letters, there was a little stalemate. Young's office said that they forwarded the request to the law department to make sure everything was okay, which is part of their normal process when these type of requests come in. Reporters were finally granted access to the letters this past Friday. Now, there were more letters supporting Costello than against, but one of those letters to the committee for not picking Costello has 35 signatures with it, and the majority of these letters were from residents of Federal Hill.
So that's one letter, but with 35 signatures on the letter. What did the letters opposing Costello say?
The letters opposing Costello criticized him for what they felt was his lack of leadership leading the Federal Hill Neighborhood Association. They said he did not always represent the views of the neighborhood when it came to issues like parking, and then there was that battle last year regarding the liquor license for Crossbar.
But there were letters supporting Costello as well.
Yeah, they said he was able to revive the neighborhood association, membership was up, the newsletter that's used to support the association became profitable again. It should be noted that this past Friday, we didn't just see Costello's letters, but we saw them for all the candidates. But Costello was the only candidate that not only received letters of support, but letters of dissent.
Even with all these controversies, do you expect that Costello will be confirmed at tonight's meeting?
Costello is expected to be confirmed tonight. There's no real hurdles that anybody sees. In fact, it's the first item on the agenda. After the confirmation, there's going to be a recess for him to be sworn in, and then he could take his seat tonight.
So, unless something happens, he will be the next councilman for District 11, starting at some point this evening.
That's right.
Kenneth Burns covers City Hall for WYPR. You can find more of his reporting at WYPR.org. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.